Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
903, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win it 1-0. Take 5 out of 6 on this road trip against Atlanta and the greatest team in baseball history. You know what this Tampa team reminds me of? The Yankees start last year, where it was just unbelievable. Oh, my God, the Yankees are the great. Of course, it got a lot more play because ESPN was falling all over itself, and there was stains on the carpet from, you know, them talking about the Yankees. They just love their Yankees so much. And then they petered out. And the Astros said, yeah, you guys, the greatest offense in baseball history. Watch this. Shutout. Two great starts. Great starts by Garcia.
Handed them their first two home losses.
Yeah. And so that was just a great way to finish up and come back home. A little day off for the guys. I feel bad for Jose Abreu. I really do. I want to see him succeed. I want to see him start to hit the ball with some. He's had a zero pop at all. Man, everything is pounded right into the ground. A weak ground ball, or there's no lift. There's no exit velo. Is just unbelievable. I mean, he's like the worst WAR on the team. This is so unbelievable that he's pressing so hard. It's time. You know what? He's going
to
hit.
I think he needs to sacrifice the chin hair.
You think?
You got to make changes. To, you know, the Mark Grace
Jobu?
Thing. The Mark Grace thing from way back and the Slump Buster thing. I mean, that's not – you can't do that
anymore.
What about
Jobu killing a chicken?
Well, that's a TV show. That's a movie. I mean, I'm not sure. The president from 24.
He was a first baseman, too.
Dennis Haysbert. I always think of him as a president.
He is the president,
From 24. But maybe you got to sacrifice something. Maybe the chin hair has to go.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a weird thing.
He's got it tied up. Yeah, just something to change the mood.
What if he comes in clean shaven?
I mean, you don't even have to do that. Just trim it up a little bit. Keep the facial hair, but maybe don't have it long enough where you can tie it up and get to work.
All of a sudden, he gets his mojo back.
We gotta figure out something. I mean, the team will be fine because they're the Astros. They'll always be fine. I see Pena wants to talk about them, but for him, since you're so concerned about him, stop calling him Adam Everett or whatever people are calling him right now.
Jose Everett.
Clean that up a little bit. That's bad. That's not great. That's for your not, first baseman.
No, Pena. What do you want to talk about with the Astros?
Good morning, guys. So with Hunter performing solid, really solid performance last night, that's 2 in a row for him. Luis Garcia also 2 in a row, very good performances. We all know who the odd man out is, Jose Urquidy, when the National Colors comes back in, if they go back to a 6-man rotation, which they probably are. That's all I wanted to say. It was a great performance. And how about them losers up north getting swept by the Reds? Who gets swept by the Reds? Only losers do. And real quick before I go, since Paul Gallant is making an appearance tonight, what's the over-under of Bud Light he's going to be drinking? Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with...
Has this been a running thing since he started?
Not on our show. It's been on his show. Yeah. Since he talks about it all the time.
Oh.
That, you know, people are questioning his sexuality for some reason. I don't know.
Because he's got the well manicured facial hair. What's the origination of this of their questions? Your thing earlier didn't help when you said he claimed to be.
No, I said he claims to be. Yes,
it's not a good phrase if you're trying to dissuade people from, well, John doesn't even think he is. He says he claims to be alleged. That's like saying allegedly.
No. I mean, he claims that, hey.
He doesn't claim. He either is or he isn't.
You claim to be here on time, and you
no,
were.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't claim to be. I didn't say a word about it. You did.
You claim that Jimmy Butler is the best player in
the best player. He's the best postseason player alive right now.
Okay. So that's a claim, and you said it.
It's not
okay?
a claim. It's
so
true.
It's a claim. Your claim.
The numbers say. See, you're questioning my
no,
claim.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's your claim. You're no. claiming that. There's no question.
Paul's not claiming it. He either is or he isn't.
I'm telling you, he is.
What's Paul got to do to prove it to you? Does he have to bring a woman up here?
No, I don't care.
I don't care either. Paul, I won't say I love you because I barely know you, but I don't dislike you. And it doesn't matter.
I don't dislike Paul either, and I don't care what his preferences are.
Yeah, it sounds like it
does. He says he's okay, so he is.
Paul, let's just say it does not matter. You are apparently a wonderful human being.
Right. He's a great
from everything man. People have told me. Right. Like I said, I don't know you that well, so I can't rubber stamp that. Not that it matters what I think. Just be you, Paul.
Be you. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I'm all about that Paul life, okay? Okay? That's what, it is what it is. And Paul says that. It's true. Whatever
that.
Paul says is true.
And okay. Paul will be out where again tonight?
He's going to be at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Southwest Freeway, 6 to 11, 2023 NFL Draft Show. Valencia's extending the happy hour food prices. What? All night long, just for us. When you arrive, stop by our promo table, enter our draft contest. We'll be giving away three $50 gift cards to Valencia's. And if you get both Texans picks correct, you'll be entered into a raffle for a 75-inch TV courtesy of Audio Visual Consultations. How about that? The Wheelhouse kicks off the extended coverage at 3 from Kansas City, and all of our coverage brought to you by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us, Hunter Brown, we were talking about Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown was amazing, just amazing. After the game, Hunter Brown was talking about, you know, his start, obviously. That was awesome. He also talked about getting through. How about the way that they played against this Tampa team, this three games? Here it is, leaving on a high note out of winning this series against what was claimed to be the best team in baseball.
And I think we're just, happy with the way we're playing. I think that's, three series wins in a row. So just try to keep it rolling and, keep on the right track.
It is, absolutely. How about, did you see Pena's diving grab?
Yeah. You're asking me if I watched a baseball game in April?
Yeah.
No, I watched highlights. I didn't see that.
You didn't see it? Didn't see his diving grab in highlights? I mean, it was the play of the game.
Says you.
Presley, a BB hit. That was going to be a base hit to start the inning. Oh, stabbed. Ow, beat it. Go sit down.
Best offense in baseball, according to...
Two hits.
Yeah. Shut out.
Two hits.
Beat
it.
Tampa Bay, we don't fear you.
Beat it.
The Astros don't fear anyone.
Well, you ain't fearing nobody.
Walk in there and smack you around. Give you your first two home losses of the season.
How about Roflo was on here yesterday or the day before? Day before? Yesterday? Yeah, Tuesday. And he said, not sure that they're going to win the division because the Rangers.
Did you, like, berate him for the
rest
of the
interview? Yeah, we did. We laughed. We scoffed in his face.
Because of the Rangers?
Yeah.
And then they go get swept by the Reds.
I mean.
This is his team. How could he say that?
Because he says that. He didn't think they'd get, first of all, last postseason. Oh, I'm not sure they get through Seattle here. Like, sweep.
So he sounds like you.
He is. He's, but you know what? He's, cautious about his team. I can respect that.
The Astros have done enough where you throw caution out the window. They're stop it. You can be cautious about maybe the Texans make a right pick tonight. Maybe Udoka changes the complexion of the Rockets. Be cautious about that. Don't be cautious about the Astros. Good things happen. Now, like Giannis would say, not winning the World Series every year isn't a failure. But they're going to be in a position to make October games matter. Always. Until
Lance said if they make the postseason this year. I know. He's ridiculous.
What cowards do you have around you?
I mean,
I don't want to besmirch your guests, but that was cowardly by Flores. And Lance has always been known to be a coward, too.
Well, Oh, yeah, he can't even walk over a curb. Okay. I hope he's okay. And Art asked a legitimate question on Twitter. What has Lance forgotten already? What has Lance lost or forgotten already on his trip?
Well, we know he has his phone.
Right. Yeah.
So that is out the window. What else could he have forgotten? Shoes, maybe?
He might have forgotten his shoes. Maybe.
Could he have forgotten a tie?
He did have a problem with his jacket. He had to leave the show early. He had to leave the show early yesterday because his jacket wasn't ready. He had to go to the tailor. Okay? It's just unbelievable.
Poor planning.
Well, thank you. It's Lance. 913 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we'll hear from Ime Udoka again on the other side. Right now, we're talking about the Morley Law Firm, though. I needed them yesterday. As a matter of fact, I need them. They're helping me out right now. I got an insurance company that's not paying up on an accident. A guy ran a red light, hit me, and the insurance company said they sent a check. No check, nothing. They said they sent it April 3rd. Whatevs, don't got it. So I've called, and they're not responding. You know what? Guess what? The Morley Law Firm, they'll respond to the Morley Law Firm. And the Morley Law Firm gets that kind of job done. You have an issue with an insurance company. You got an issue with a doctor. You got an issue with a neighbor. You got an issue with anyone who's not paying up. The Morley Law Firm is here for you. You need to sue somebody because they're not paying up. The Morley Law Firm is here for you. The Morley Law Firm. See, insurance companies listen to the Morley Law Firm. They don't listen to us. They don't. They don't care. Whatever. You know, I'm not, you know what? We're not going to budge. But when they hear from Morley Law Firm and they hear about, you know, oh, we're going to take legal action against you, and then there's going to be repercussions that follow. Yep, they're going to listen. They're going to listen. Listen, they're going to deal with the cops better than you are if you have any kind of criminal issue. They're going to deal with immigration better than you are if you have an immigration issue. So you're looking for the best way to get representation on whatever issue that you have. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Huge, huge. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on, but as big as anything in this city, Ime Udoka was named the Rockets head coach, presented to the media yesterday. Of course, there were the questions about his indiscretions in Boston. Apparently everything is okay. The Rockets did what they said was their due diligence and vetted him, talked to the commissioner, talked to the Celtics, and like him. Why does Tillman like Udoka so much? Here's Tillman.
What we like about him is his ability to coach a basketball team. And then he's going to hold these guys to toughness, respectability, accountability, and it's everything how I like to run a business, is structure and everybody having the right guy that they can communicate with.
He and defense. Listen, I've talked to them about this. They're extremely disappointed the last three seasons about – it's about defense is about effort. Defense is about some discipline. Defense is about, you know, a care factor. Look at how different the game is in the playoffs as opposed to the regular season. NBA basketball, it's a problem in NBA basketball. It's a problem because it's not a good product when it's 140 to 137. It's just not a good product. I mean, the care factor just seems to not be there.
Particularly in the regular season where – all these issues have been discussed. Who's playing, who's not playing, load man, all those things.
All those things.
You know, there are some elite offensive players, and the game itself is catered to those guys. Like, you know the freedom of movement thing. Now people, because Giannis got banged up and Ja got banged up, let's eliminate the charge. And people are like, wait a minute, if you take out the charge, how can anyone play defense anymore? Because players can do whatever they want offensively. Look, I think we're at a point where the skill level is at an all-time, the shot making is at an all-time high. Skill level might be a different story, but because guys were really good skill-wise like in the 80s and the 90s. But as far as shot making, I don't know if I've seen it at this level, and that contributes to the high scores. But look at the playoffs. Like, the Bucks were considered one of the best defensive teams in basketball, and Jimmy Butler did whatever he wanted to them. The Heat, who were the 25th ranked offense in the league all year, was scoring in the 120s, 130s on a nightly basis. So I think you're right. The regular season effort is a problem, but I think in the playoffs, I think that goes away. And I just think we have really good offensively skilled players, and also the game is catered to them. As far as the Rockets are concerned, I remember when Stephen Silas was hired, all the plaudits are about how good he was as an offensive coach.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, I guess no one considered that maybe there was a hole in the game, and maybe they should have hired a defensive-minded assistant to balance that out.
Now, Kelvin Sampson was that guy, and obviously Kelvin Sampson is where he is, but he was that guy for a while with the Rockets, and they were a much better defensive team.
Yeah, so you I will say they brought this on themselves.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you want a complete turn.
Well, whenever you have a defensive coach, what do you want?
It happens.
You want an offensive coach. When you got an offensive coach, you want a defensive coach.
And if they become
coach.
A stagnant offensive team, they're going to say, hey, could you find an offensive guru to help you?
Yeah.
That's how it always goes.
Yep. That's what happens. No matter what you have as coach, when he fails, you want the other thing. You want the exact opposite. And that's what Udoka is.
By the way, the Rockets weren't a good offensive team this year. When you compare them, the numbers, they weren't good.
They weren't a good team.
They weren't good. So they didn't get anything.
They were actually a decent team at the end of the season. Near close to 500.
Once everyone has stopped trying.
Here's what you can expect from Ime Udoka, according to Ime Udoka.
Just trying to expedite the process of becoming professionals. I think, they heard me say it, and the players, one of my first messages will be youth is not an excuse. And so.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't the one. What you can expect from Ime Udoka as a head coach in the NBA for your Houston Rockets organization?
How many words do you want to use to drag it out?
That was pretty good.
I thought he had it.
He had it, but apparently he did not. So, as a basketball coach in the NBA,
in this city
of Houston, Texas. Here's what we can expect from Ime Udoka.
Well, my style personally is very upfront, honest, and blunt to an extent. I think the players respect that honesty, straightforwardness. I'm a very relatable guy to the players, and that's what I try to build those relationships. They know I'm going to coach them hard and coach them the right way, and I think a lot of these guys respect that. So that's the first part. Defensively, that's kind of who I was as a player, and what we did in Boston, that's almost second nature to me. But just like in football, a great offensive coordinator should know the defense and vice versa. I think I enjoy the offensive side just as much and trying to utilize and get the best out of the players. And so I like to be well-rounded, like I said, straightforward and honest, and that'll always be the first part of how I coach.
That's it. So that answers your question about the offensive side.
Does it? Doesn't feel like that to you? No, and that's not.
He enjoys the offensive side. You not listen?
Yeah, and I enjoy watching football. Doesn't mean I can play it at a high level.
No.
Look, this is the introductory press conference. What he is and what this team will become, that's in the future, and that'll start first off with the lottery and then who they get to take. I just know, as far as his resume, he was very fortunate to be on a Boston staff and then get upgraded in a place where they were ready-made to win. Now, they weren't as good as they were under Brad Stevens that final year, and then he took them to the finals. But that was a team that had playoff success. They had been to an Eastern Conference Finals. They had been to multiple with Jason Tatum. So that's a squad talented, even though young, playoff experienced, and he became a different voice for them, and they got back to the level they wanted to. This is a completely different scenario. There's talent on this roster. There are picks to be made, but there are no established players here. There's no one who knows anything about winning basketball. He's going to have to teach them that,
yeah.
Whereas he walked into a Now, he was on their staff, but he walked into a situation where those guys knew what winning felt like. He's going to have to tell the Rockets what it's like, and hopefully they follow his lead. And we'll see. So,
yeah, no, it's a different situation than he had there. He had Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. He doesn't have that. Doesn't have that here. Now, you know what? Jalen Green needs to take a step. Jabari needs to play like he did after, you know, all of the and look, I thought Steven Silas was awful. He never ran a play for Jabari. I mean, you left that kid out. He was and it probably just got worse and worse and worse for him trying to adapt and to work his way into the offensive flow when there's nothing there for him. And Steven Silas just left him there. Just find your way. Okay, I guess. You got the second overall pick and the third overall pick sitting here, along with the 15th pick that was pretty good in Elper and Şengün. I mean, you got real players here, but maybe he can get a lot more out of them than Steven Silas did. I'm hoping that he can. Maybe, but Jalen needs to take a big step. A big step, because he didn't last year.
No. He felt like the same player he was in year one. He got better late, and then the numbers started to look better. The wins started to come, but it was, I don't know how much growth there was, and that's probably a lot of the reason why Steven Silas isn't there. Stagnation from the guys you expect to be good in your building blocks. The Rockets have so many picks, and they've been bad, and they'll have more chances to draft high. So I don't know how much of what we consider this core will be around when they're ready to go, whenever that happens. But for now, these are the guys he has, and he'll add another premium piece in about a month and a half or so, whenever the draft is. And we'll go from there. And then free agency will begin, and we'll see if Ime Udoka has a pull that some people think he has. I'm not even talking about Jaylen Brown. That's going to consist of a trade and all the other things if it even came about. But will people want to come play here because Ime Udoka is the head coach, even though he's had the 1 year with Boston, a really good one? Is that enough to attract the people they think they want to attract?
Yep.
Because they have money. They can pay anyone, but are they going to get to pay the right people?
Well, I think Ime Udoka and this core might attract. And, by the way, we'll find out May 16th. If Wemby's coming. And if Wemby's coming, I have a feeling you're going to attract some good talent out there.
We'll see. The free agency pool isn't a great one there. Like Chris Middleton may opt out. Now, Chris Middleton's now a traffic cone when it comes to defense. He's not going to help your defensive issues, but he is a veteran who can put the ball in the bucket, and maybe that's something they're interested
Texas
in.
A&M, a good egg.
Yeah, that's what – Tillman's a coug. What does he care about a good egg?
Everybody wants a good egg around.
Okay, if you say so.
Everybody.
If you say so.
Well, it's not always better if there's a good egg hanging around. Always better.
I haven't seen any proof of that.
It's always better.
But I've sent you guys a free agency list. Like, people want to come here because the Rockets have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
But who do they want and who fits? Because anyone they sign, will they be a progress stopper to that backcourt? Like, if they're really into Kevin Porter Jr., which it appears they are, I mean, beyond...
He's the only one that showed up.
Beyond my thing. No, you make that smart move. I applaud him for it. But if you're really into that starting backcourt, are you going... You can't sign guys who are going to take minutes and be a progress stopper. So where are the minutes for a veteran? Like, if you're... Like, you got all this money, high-priced veteran. Is it the small forward position? I imagine that would be it. Where the minutes will take.
Probably.
And then if... How many centers are going to help your cause that you are willing to pay?
Listen, any wing player that is
going
to be...
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wings, yeah. You're not going to hurt the backcourt. It looks like Lance is available. So you're going to have to go at the wing position, and it's not a great class. So it'll be interesting how they spend that money and who they find to help.
We'll talk to Lance on the other side. Lance was going to chime in on what's going on with the draft. We can hear from C.J. Stroud as well, who says, I'm not a test taker.
Well, clearly not.
Apparently not. Time for me to talk about Champion Energy, though. In your electricity bill, I know I just got, I just put in a big car charger in my house. I haven't seen a difference in my bill. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Champion Energy is just the best way to go. Every time my bill is up, they tell me, here's the rate now. Oh, by the way, it's better than your last rate. You know what other companies do? They just ignore it so that you keep on paying the higher rate. oh, your contract is up. Oh, okay. Well, here's the rate now. Okay. No, Champion Energy is way ahead of it saying, hey, let's go. Let's get this better rate for you right now. That's the way they do business at Champion Energy. Been doing it. I've been with them, I don't know, 15 years now, whatever it is. It's been a long time, and I love it. And I always will. I'll always be with Champion Energy. You need to get a better electricity bill. If you're upset with your electricity bill, go with mine. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Yeah, something on your mind. A better way to live your life. I hope you find it. Hey, something on your mind. You gotta keep on moving. You might find out
about
me later.
Back to the bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Is that Lance? We're going to get... I think Lance is going to be joining us here in a second.
Is he finally going to tell us who the Texans are
going to
take?
We all did our picks, and I had Will Anderson. Of course, Jeremy had Will Levis. Lance had still had Tyree Wilson as his guy, and which is a little bit surprising because he had said, you know, that it's going to be difficult for them to take another guy, an injury-prone guy. But here he is. I want to see if a night's sleep has changed his mind. What's going on, Lance?
Just doing some... I'm naked, doing some jumping jacks.
Why are you naked?
Lunges here.
Because...
Lunges. Well, I'm in my hotel room, so I'm doing some lunges. Hmm.
That doesn't explain it.
Doing some deep squats, some jumping jacks.
You've got like a jar of grease like Jason Tatum watching a Kobe documentary?
Kellen Winslow Jr. Yeah, outside of a Walmart?
He doing lunges and naked in front of a...
Doing lunges. He was very specifically doing things in a car.
Well, did you see that Jason Tatum picture?
He's got a jar of...
He's watching Kobe on a television. He's like in a position where maybe he's getting a massage, and you can see like grease on his leg, and then there's a jar sitting there where the grease came from.
What's this from?
You didn't see that picture? Jason Tatum is watching apparently a Kobe documentary, and he's like in a position like he's getting a massage, but you see him, like there's like a towel, and then
it's like when you meet D'Amico Ryans. It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a thing. And
wow.
So do you do the lunges naked looking at your Daniel Jeremiah talk about the draft?
We're kind of enemies. We're frenemies.
Oh. Are you going to finally I've been listening to this show, unfortunately, for like the last 2 to 3 months, and every day
Smart move.
Well, I haven't gotten any smarter listening. Going back and forth between who's going to be taken. Do you finally have a final pick at 2 for the Texans?
Yes. Yes, I do. And that pick is going to be released in 3 minutes on NFL.com. What?
You can't give that to us now?
You can say it.
You're a
yes,
joke.
Yes. I went with Will Anderson, and I want to explain why.
I told you that.
The injury stuff that John was talking about, I am a little concerned. So I can't give out all the stuff, but I think that there's a bigger concern on the foot injuries. I actually have Tyree sliding to 14 in my final mock, and I almost put him at 12 with the Texans, which if the Texans are okay with his medicals, I could see Tyree potentially sliding to 12, and the Texans maybe getting Will Anderson and Tyree, which would be a true blessing, a true blessing. But I think Tyree's – I think the foot stuff with him, because it's both feet, I just think that's going to be too much for them to fade on the heels of, you know, what happened last year with Stingley. And Will Anderson, I think Will Anderson is I've heard he was highest graded in the room, but I'd also heard that the head coach liked Tyree. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, D'Amico's got to hit the double. And he's an Alabama guy. Let's face it. He's got extremely high football character. He doesn't have the medical stuff that a lot of Alabama guys have coming out. And I just think at the end of the day, you have to go safer here. You can't swing and miss after what happened last year with Sauce and Stingley. And I think you go with the safer guy. And frankly, I mean, he's rated higher on my board. I've got Tyree fifth. I've got Will Anderson too. So I just went safer. I think it's going to be Will Anderson too. I really do. So I've went Will Anderson too. And then I've got, you'll have to check the mock. I'm not allowed to give you that one for the Texans, but it isn't going to excite you guys. And I really, it took me 5 hours to do this mock. I did it on the plane, before the plane. It took forever, and I went a lot of different directions. Now, I do want to say, I do think there is an outside chance that the Texans could trade up. Here's what I have heard. The Texans are definitely interested in trading back. They're willing to trade back both of their picks, but they're also willing to trade up. Well, so my guess is that they, I don't know if CJ Stroud is the second pick, then to me that means they have a trade up in place with Arizona at three, and that they'll take Will Anderson. So if you hear CJ Stroud is the second pick, that means Texans probably have a trade at three, and they'll come up and get Will Anderson.
Because what you give don't up do is what?
Will
See,
Anderson first.
No. Oh, so, okay. So what do you give up to move from 12 to three?
Dame Jeremiah and I were talking about this. It's not as bad as you think. It would cost you your second round pick, and maybe it would cost you your second round pick this year, and maybe one of your thirds or third and a fourth. But it's doable, and Arizona needs a ton of picks. They're a mess. So if you like CJ enough, which I'm not sure that is the case, but if you like, yes, I don't know that CJ's visit to the Texans went amazing. I'll say that. But if they go CJ Stroud second, I would say that means for sure they've got a deal in place to move up for Will Anderson, or maybe even for Tyree Wilson at some point in the draft. Howie Roseman supposedly is trying to trade up right now. So my guess is he'd be targeting Jalen Carter ahead of six. I don't think six would take Jalen Carter, by the way. But so you could see Seattle trade out, from 5 to 10, which I have in my mock. I think the Tennessee Titans are going to move up and try to get their hands on C.J. Stroud. So I think the Colts in Arizona are the two hardest to call. If you fall in on I thought everything would fall in place when I went Will Anderson, and all it did was create a mess. Because if Tyree went second, Will Anderson is an easy third, or Atlanta trades up at number three and they go get Will Anderson. But if you go Will Anderson two and Tyree's got medical concerns for teams, then that really makes it messy, because it's not easy to put a team with number three. I ended up going Paris Johnson after it took me an hour and a half to put anyone down at three.
Two guys that, like, the most potential to fall, most potential to fall are Tyree and Will Levis.
Tyree and Anthony Richardson.
And Anthony Richardson?
I've got Anthony Richardson going into the 20s.
Ooh, wow. That would surprise. Well, you've talked about this before, how the opinion of people on Twitter and the media doesn't have anything to do with people who, make these decisions in real life.
Yeah, Dell watches the game. We all watch the game. Like,
yeah, I do.
There's a guy who put something out. I mean, and honestly, you're going to have jealousy of any Florida State or Florida player, so we have to factor that in.
Not Anthony Richardson. What I saw at quarterback, I ain't jealous of that at all. Because I would like my quarterback to hit.
You don't know what first-round guys look like, Dell.
I would like my
quarterback. Miami doesn't have first-round guys.
Well, that's true. Jalen Phillips is pretty good. Take that. But I would take issue with anyone who wants a quarterback who can't hit a receiver in stride. That would be my biggest issue. Like, your job is to throw that guy open. I haven't seen Richardson make an anticipation throw, period. So we'll see if that becomes a thing in the NFL.
And that's the offense that the Texans run. So, you need to hit people on strike. So I don't think Anthony Richardson's even in play. I did briefly. So I briefly considered doing this. Will Anderson 2, Tyree Wilson 12. And I was like, just for a second thought, trade in to 30 with the Eagles and take Hendon Hooker for the Texans. And I'm like, nah. And I backed out.
I don't think it's crazy to think that they'll have Hendon Hooker when this is all done.
Have you backed off the miserable option of trading for Mac Jones?
No. I think Trey Lance and Mac Jones are still guys you have to consider for the Texans. I mean, what are you going to do if you don't take quarterback here at the second pick? What are you going to do? You still have to have a plan about what you're going
to
do.
It doesn't have to include Mac Jones.
It's not necessarily this year, Dell, but you're gonna have to.
No,
find a quarterback.
I get it.
That's just for you.
You're going to need a quarterback. I mean, you would be doing me a favor. Actually, you would be ruining me, because I love Mac Jones in my division, but. Do we know the ceiling for Mac Jones, and we know it's not what the Texans need, right? So why are you acquiring
should
him.
Should you be drafting Hendon Hooker or Aiden O'Connell and trading away that injury from quarterback?
Did Sidney Crosby overcome his concussions, Lance, and become a great all-time player?
Oh, you are going to pick up a quarterback in
they
this
have,
draft.
They don't have the picks to pick up
you
a quarterback.
Have to. Later. Yeah, Aiden O'Connell.
You don't even have enough picks.
They don't have
you
picks.
Don't
they have like four picks. They're not picking a quarterback. Mike White will be the backup from the Jets. They have 51. That's their first pick in the draft.
You saw what happened when he beat out Zach Wilson. He might beat out Tua.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. Yeah, they're the same quarterback.
Same deal.
You watched both of those guys last year and think they're the same quarterback.
Can you ask Lance what he lost or forgot so far?
Well, I forgot to bring my iPad on the trip.
Oh, so there it is. There it is.
Yep, I had my – so there is one. Luckily, I didn't leave it at the – but I did have my iPad ready to pack, and I guess I didn't pack it. So I didn't – I accidentally left it out, so I didn't bring my iPad. And that's kind of a big deal when I'm here by myself for 4 days, and I'm on a plane flight coming back that takes 3.5 hours. No iPad. Nice job.
You got that.
So no movies, no Netflix, no. Nice job.
He got that.
I can watch on my phone like a somebody who's
like
just
a poor.
Like, yeah, well, what are you doing on your phone?
And I can see. I can watch it on a phone now.
You got that NFL.com money? They can't just send you an iPad over. What's the deal? They don't have.
We're going through a lot of budgetary cuts year in and year out.
Right, they're not buying you a new iPad for your work.
I just
we don't get iPad. First of all, we don't mess with iPads. We're a Surface people.
Yeah, get yourself a Surface like the NFL, like an NFL offensive coordinator. Yeah. Get yourself a Microsoft Surface.
Can you ask Lance?
That's what Paul has, and Paul does not say good things about it.
Well,
who Paul Gallant?
Yeah,
he has a Surface. He does
ugly things about the.
Well,
Surface.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate that for Surface. Can you ask Lance where Cedric Davis will be picked?
Is that a real player?
There is no such person as Cedric Davis.
Says
it sounds more real than the other ones.
It does than the other ones he makes up?
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Quantavious Brown?
That's not out of the realm
either. Nope, actually.
You watch enough SEC football. That ain't out the realm. Quantavious.
Yeah, St. Brown's? Isn't that one of the St. Browns?
Oh, yeah, Quantavious St. Brown?
Yeah, okay.
By the way, no, he's the triplet of he's a triplet from Sidney Brown and Chase Brown. By the way, I sent that. I don't know if y'all covered it or not, but Giannis. First of all, this is one of the greatest answers I've ever heard of Giannis.
Yeah. About failure.
Did y'all play it? But as I'm listening, I'm like, Giannis really does have a Greek accent. Like Giannis is just Greek.
Mm. No, we Greek said Greek. It sounds like he's faking an accent.
He's not faking his accent.
That's what it seems like. John, it's a bad fake
John
accent.
John thinks he sounds like...
No, he's caught between Nigerian... He's caught between Lagos, Nigeria, or wherever he...
Okay.
Where his dad was born, and from Greece.
It's three.
He's caught in between.
No, it's three.
It's like when Madonna had an English accent.
Well, she was being phony.
Yeah, no, she's a phony.
Just married the guy.
Okay, hold on. We were asked, what would Dell's dad sound like taking Giannis to Home Depot?
You're gonna do this with the badge of NFL.com over you? You're gonna impersonate somebody?
See, now that Dell shamed me, I can't.
I know what I'm doing.
So, now that he like put it out there, like literally,
NFL.com's Lance right Zierlein like wants to do an impression,
like a blanket of fear.
No, hold on. NFL.com's Lance Zierlein wants to do an impression of a Nigerian immigrant. Go ahead.
Ready? Go.
Talking to an Asian man. No. We're not going to do that.
That's
and number
terrible.
Two, did you guys talk about Anthony Edwards at all? But when he literally went WWE,
well,
based on what I read, he folded up a chair, came into the ring, basically wrestling style, and hit a woman across the back of the head before smashing another woman. And then I saw the video. I'm like, hey, this doesn't look like the story.
No,
this
he's been
like it's
charged.
Not really much of anything.
He's been cited,
charged,
right?
Yeah, he's been charged. I mean, what an idiot. What is wrong with
have
you?
Have you guys seen the video?
I haven't
though?
Seen the video.
No, I haven't seen the video, but the story.
RJ,
I was
you
just
saw the video. The
RJ's
one from
seen
the
it.
Tunnel where you
saw it?
It's not much at all, John. It's not what you read it was.
Oh, yeah. It's
because it's like he got hit in the back of the head, and he smashed another woman in the face with a chair. And then I watched him like he picked it up like he was going to throw it. He accidentally hit a woman in the back, like a little bit one of the tunnel security, which is not good. And then he like kind of threw the chair down. It was not the way that I read it.
Uh-oh.
Like what I read was like, oh my God, the NBA has to do something.
Know.
And then I watched it and I'm like, oh, this could be John Granato.
I don't know. I was seeing reports.
Wait, what?
Well, that's weird. I was seeing reports of him being called the Texas Rattlesnake and giving people the finger and doing the whole. I heard the Stone Cold song being played, and
I heard that he smashed two beers together and poured them on the
yeah, gave people the finger on his way out.
No, he's in some trouble though. That's for sure. He's police cited him for third degree assault following a chair throwing incident. So I don't.
Yeah, but just watch the video. It's not what it makes it out to be. That's why you have to get some context every once in a
while. No, you don't. You like just read the headlines. That's all.
That's coming up next.
Coming up next. We're going to read the headlines.
News of the Weird.
That's it. News of the Weird coming your way next. You want to stay for News of the Weird, Lance?
Hell no.
He's got lunges to do. Naked lunges.
Here's News of the Weird. Lance doing naked lunges in his hotel room with the windows open.
Watching Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network. Or wherever he's on now.
Oh, is that when you do? That's when you're naked doing lunch.
Apparently, they're frenemies, which means you hate and love the person.
9:49. We're taking a break. When we come back, News of the Weird next. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Dell, this is immediately aimed at you.
How so?
The Church of England says Jesus was single and single people should be valued. Do you agree that single people should be valued? And that Jesus was single?
Well, yeah, he was single from all reports. Why would anyone suggest that a person shouldn't be valued just because they're not married? That's stupid.
Well, apparently in the Catholic... Well... Also says that man and woman, you know, should be together and we should multiply. Yeah, you know,
there's been
and
enough
prosper.
I didn't like multiplication in school, and I don't like it as a biology experiment either. Multiplication is overrated. Why does everyone need to spread their seed across the?
Otherwise, the earth? Then we will disappear as a civilization.
Is that a problem?
No,
how's that
really.
Affect
not,
me? I'll be dead listen, by the time that happens.
If Twitter disappeared, it'd be good for everybody involved, wouldn't it?
I'd rather keep Twitter than the civilization last.
Apparently in Thailand, Thai conservatives vowed to legalize sex toys in a bid to shake up the election. Would you vote for a candidate because he wants to legalize sex toys?
No. That has no appeal to me. Oh, you think sex toys should be legal? You get my vote. I'm not a one-issue voter, John. That wouldn't be my issue.
Well, but it's better, doesn't it? Isn't it? Is golf the most dangerous sport ever?
It's the most boring sport ever.
In Salt Lake City, Utah, a teen lost his testicle while bending over to pick up a golf ball.
How did he lose it? Did a lion come out of nowhere and bite it off? A mountain lion?
A 16-year-old boy met with a freakish accident, and one of his testicles retracted inside him when he was trying to pick up a golf ball. Is golf not the most dangerous sport ever?
You think
Tua should go to golf.
You think this is a thing that is helping your cause? It's hurting. That golfers are
danger.
Golfers are so not athletic that he can bend over and lose a testicle.
Apparently, scientists find an unexpected link between nose picking and Alzheimer's. Are you going to have Alzheimer's? Are you a nose picker?
I would have had it at 25 then.
No.
If that was an issue.
I would have had it at like 8.
Yeah, if that was an issue.
Yeah, no question. An Uber driver wanted a better rating. Apparently, this Uber driver sexually assaulted a woman, stole her phone, and then gave himself a good review.
Why don't you just give her phrasing? Why don't you just drive her to the place she wants to in a timely manner and be polite? Isn't that the way you get a good rating?
Or this way.
That's a bad alternative.
And not only that, but it's illegal and just horrible.
Yes.
Apparently, there's outrage at Allentown, Pennsylvania. A parking officer was issuing tickets to people waiting at a food bank. Do you think the homeless who park their car, do you think you should park legally if you're going to go to a food bank to get free food?
I feel like there are different priorities, and maybe this officer should have been like, you know what? I'm going to let this one go.
Listen, aren't you bad off enough?
Yeah. Hey, go arrest some real criminals.
Yeah. I mean,
leave us alone.
I'm having a bad day. I got to go to a food bank. Can I get a ticket?
To maybe eat and feed my kids, and I'm going to get a ticket from you?
Come on. Terrible cop. All right. That's awful. Awful, awful. We're done. Paul Gallant is next. We'll hear whatever claims he has.
No, you can't do that anymore because my mother texted me and she was like, I don't think you guys should talk about his sexuality anymore. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is a show where
I'm not talking about it.
Well, you did.
I did not.
My mother was listening and goes, hey, that's not nice.
Paul leans into this. He really does.
She doesn't listen to Paul because she doesn't know. So I didn't want to
correct. Hey, why would your mom listen to Paul?
Because she only loves me.
Ma, listen to Paul.
She listens when I'm on and that's all. She doesn't listen to you guys when I'm not here.
She doesn't?
No.
Come on, that's terrible.
She blames this place for things.
We're done.
I'm making that up.
We will see you tonight at Valencia's. Come on by and hang out with us tonight at the draft show right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
She's not right. She's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.